This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Are you driving your car or doing laundry right now? Podcasts go best when they're bundled with another activity. Like Progressive home and auto policies, they're best when they're bundled too. Having these two policies together makes insurance easier and could help you save. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. Quote a home and car bundle today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
WNYC Studios is supported by the community of writers, presenting live online short courses in the Writers Annex. Upcoming in 2024, Sylvia Plath, James Joyce's Ulysses, and Emily Dickinson. Instructors include Victoria Chang, Robert Haas, Brenda Hillman, Peter Orner, and Matthew Zapruder. Learn more at communityofwriters.org.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Greetings, dear friends. Welcome to my 2017 holiday newsletter.
I'm David Remnick, and you're listening to the New Yorker Radio Hour. And now a few words from Tony Hale.
Whether you light the menorah or deck the halls with boughs of holly, we can all agree that the most beautiful thing about this season is the chance to catch up with the most treasured people in our lives. And for me, that's you. And boy, am I lucky to have such observant friends. Several of you were in touch after my holiday newsletter last year, which I will admit may have contained a few misstatements. I'm in a much better place this holiday season, and I am determined to set the record straight now. Okay? All right, let's do this. Number one. While I am a potential organ donor, you can check my driver's license on that one, I was getting a little ahead of myself when I implied that my kidney had already saved the life of a little girl named Samantha. I apologize about that. Number two. While it may have been a stretch to say that I'd volunteered to tutor children at the local elementary school, I did once volunteer to give a volunteer a ride to the school. Twice. I did that twice, actually. Yep. All right, number three. When I said that my big new passion is the saxophone, I'm afraid I may have given some people the impression that I had been playing one. Number four. Yes, I did quit drinking cold turkey. Bam. But it was not, in fact, owing to the strength of my willpower alone. The police monitored attendance at the 12-step meetings deserved a lot more credit than I gave them. So thank you, boys. Number five. Whew, this one's close to home. Unfortunately, I was not able to honor my father's request to have his ashes scattered over Loon Lake, where he fished all of his life. But boy, did I ever come up with a unique plan B involving an unlocked minnow tank at his favorite live bait establishment. Woo! Dear friends, I feel so much better now. It is nice knowing that this year's holiday greeting is really worth the paper it's printed on, which the old me would have said was 100% recycled, and that would have not been true. Best wishes to one and all in the new year. Sincerely, Bill. You're welcome, Dad. Miss you.
Corrections to my Christmas newsletter by Bill Franzen. It appeared in the New Yorker's Shouts and Murmurs page and was performed by Tony Hale, who you might recognize from Veep and Arrested Development.